previously on Heroes.
All of them. I never expected it would be you.
Kaito!
Hiro.
Hiro, your father, he's dead. Murdered.
This thing we can do, it only begins at reading minds, and then it becomes so much more.
You are the hero, Kenze?
Isaac Mendez. Everything he's ever painted has come true.
Have they given you a gun?
Her name is Claire Bennett. You remember her father, Noah?
You saying we should kill him?
I'm saying we should be prepared.
I have been working with Bennett to take down this company.
Why are you telling me this now?
He found us. The man who abducted me. We've got to get out of here.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. The guy in the glasses is my father.
It's not safe here anymore. Pack your bags. We're moving.
Costa Verde, California. Sandra wraps her ornaments in bubble wrap and puts them in a box, while Mr. Bennett tapes up the boxes. Claire skips down the stairs, wearing her cheerleader uniform.
What are you wearing?
My uniform. I have a pep rally today.
Well, maybe I didn't make myself clear. We're leaving Costa Verde today.
You made yourself plenty, Claire. I'm not leaving.
Go change out of that outfit, or I will...
Or you'll what? Abduct me? Experiment on me? Erase my memory? That's what you did, isn't it, Dad? And then you inject them with some sort of...
You're talking about things you don't understand.
Actually, I do understand. You abducted West.
What?
When he was like 12. When he saw you yesterday, I have never seen anyone so terrified.
What are you talking about, Claire? Dad does not abduct people.
Dad is a bad guy, Lyle. He's a liar. Don't listen to a word he says.
Claire!
Would you stop defending him? That's all you do. I mean, look at us. Moving, lying, changing our names.
All I want is for you to have a safe and normal life.
This isn't about me. This is all about you and the things you've done.
If you and your boyfriend hadn't showboated, none
of... Stop using that as an excuse. No matter what I do, this is never going to end, is it, Dad? We'll always be running.
Do not walk out of that door!
She stops and turns to face him defiantly.
What are you going to do? Tie me up?
If I have to.
Enough! Noah, put down the tape. Claire, go to school, say goodbye to your friends, then come right home. We are leaving tonight. You got it?
Claire glares at her father.
I hate you.
Mr. Bennett stands and stares while Sandra watches his reaction. Chapter 9, Cautionary Tales. Tokyo, Japan. A ceremonial ringing bowl is tapped.
It is tradition that the eldest son speak in honor of the deceased.
Wearing a black suit and tie, Hiro gets up and walks to the front. Standing by the orange-robed holy man, he looks around, deep in thought. The congregation wait expectantly as Hiro just stands there and stares. Suddenly he steps forward and strides off. Ando watches him go. Later, Ando approaches Hiro on a nearby hill.
Hiro, are you okay? No, I came back too late. Now he's dead. We don't even know who killed him. It's all my fault. No, it's not, Hiro. Now go back up there. Honor your father. No. To eulogize him is to admit he is gone, and I'm not ready to let him go. I must go back in time. Hiro, please.
Hiro squeezes his eyes shut and finds himself standing on concrete 1 week ago in New York City. He watches his father and Angela.
I do not take death threats idly.
So you think one of us sent these?
Yes, for the pain we caused. People we have killed. There's no end to our suffering.
Brooklyn, New York. Matt is looking at a photo of Angela, Kato, and others when Molly walks in.
Good morning.
Morning. How'd you sleep?
On my pillow.
No nightmares, no nightmare man?
No.
Good.
What were you looking at?
She goes to the photo.
It's a puzzle. People in that photo fit together somehow. Some of them got hurt, and I'm trying to find the rest so that no one else has to.
I can find them for you?
No. No, you won't. I made that mistake once. I'm never going to ask you to do that again. Sit down at breakfast. I want you to be a normal little girl.
I'm not normal. I can find people.
All right, you want to help? Come here. If you want to help, help me put the Nightmare Man behind us so we can get back to normal. Okay, and just be a little girl. Go to school, have fun. And I'll be an underpaid cop. Deal?
But why can't we?
Just do it, okay? For me?
Okay, I'll do it for you. Back to normal.
He looks confused and surprised that his telepathy worked.
Come back and finish your cereal.
She stops walking away, turns and sits back down, scooping up her cereal. Matt watches her as she eats. Costa Verde, California. Mohinder meets Bob by a swimming pool, busy with bikini-clad women.
Welcome to Costa Verde.
How are we going to do this?
Swiftly. We grab Claire, we take out her father, we get out.
You say take out, you mean kill.
It is a euphemism.
Word choice aside, I never agreed to take out anybody.
You were loyal to Bennett, I get that. The two of you were going to take down the company. But you made the right choice in telling me the truth.
I'm not choosing sides. This is about Claire's blood curing Nikki. I'm just trying to do the right thing for everyone.
That's what I like about you, Dr. Suresh. Your moral compass always faces true north. Which is why you're going to get a new partner, one who can execute. One whose compass faces north-northwest. I hope you're using sunscreen.
Overprotective much?
Dr. Suresh, I would like you to meet my daughter, Elle.
Your daughter? She's the executioner.
What's your superpower? Punching bag?
Have you been working on your sharpshooting? I don't want you to get too close to Bennett.
Hey, Fight Club. Check this out.
She points a finger like a gun, and a glass explodes. Mohinder watches, amazed, as she blows the top of her finger like a smoking gun. Heroes. Created by Tim Kring. Claire's placing rocks carefully on the grass.
What's your deal?
It's West.
I figured this was your flight path to school.
You don't have to pretend anymore, Claire. The jig is kinda up, Spy Girl.
I'm not pretending. And I'm not a spy, I swear. I'm just...
She stops and thinks.
I'm just a cheerleader.
So this is all a big coincidence? That your dad just happens to be the guy who abducted me? Then why didn't you just tell me?
I was selfish. You liked me. You were like me, and I thought that if I told you, it would just mess everything up. And I guess it did. My family's leaving town.
When?
Tonight. But I'm not going with them. I'm staying here because of you.
He looks at her, considering.
I want to believe you. But I don't.
She shakes her head sadly, tears glistening in her eyes.
I need to go figure things out.
Claire watches West fly up and away. Her stones read, sorry. In the police station, Matt's on the phone.
Yes, I've been on hold waiting for a special agent. No, some of that interdepartmental cooperation I've been hearing so much about on the news. Yes, I'll hold.
Fuller cuts him off.
What are you doing? I was on hold with the FBI.
Well, I want you to tell me why you're on hold with the FBI.
Because I'm trying to get some information on the Kaito Nakamura case.
The Kaito Nakamura case is closed. Angela Petrelli confessed, partner.
Yeah, but she didn't do it. There's something bigger going on here. I don't know what it is, but these guys are involved in some kind of organization, like from back in the 70s.
Like a disco?
No. No, like a research facility. I was there yesterday. All these guys, Nakamura, Linderman, Arthur Petrelli, my dad, and this Adam Monroe guy.
Your dad? Yeah, let it go. You got real work to do.
This is real work. And it's important. Lives could be at stake.
Your job could be at stake if you keep this up, Parkman. Now, I need you back on the planet Earth. You got me?
Matt looks down. Then his eyes light up.
No.
Excuse me, Detective?
Give me 24 hours. Let me talk to Angela Petrelli again.
Tell you what. You got 24 hours. Talk to Angela Petrelli again. Then you're done.
Thank you. Great idea.
Mr. Bennett takes a photo of a boy from a file and passes it to Sandra.
Is this him?
He looks a lot younger there.
Well, apparently he can fly.
Did you really do what Claire said? Abduct him when he was just a boy?
I thought we were doing good. Saving the world.
Honestly, I don't know why I'm not getting in the car with the kids and leaving you.
Come here, I want to show you something. Remember that painting I showed you? The death of Kaito Nakamura.
Kind of hard to forget a story about a man who can paint the future.
Okay, well, that was one of eight. I found the other seven yesterday.
That's Claire, isn't it? Is that...
Claire's right. It's all about me.
And this man with the gun, is he gonna shoot you?
Believe me, I've considered it, but Suresh is one of the good guys.
And you think West has something to do with it?
I don't know, but West is the reason why Claire won't leave town, and I need to talk to him. It's all falling apart.
He squeezes her hand.
I really need you now.
She sits open-mouthed, staring at the computer screen. Then she wrenches her hand away from his.
I'm gonna take Lyle to school.
She gets up and walks out, leaving him alone, staring into space. Mohinder's mobile rings.
Hello?
Is Molly well enough to use her ability?
Why?
I need to track down a boy and I don't have time to run all over Costa Verde. His name is West Rosen.
Are you okay? You sound...
Can you do it or not?
Yes, of course.
Mohinder.
Yeah?
Just... Thank you.
Deeply troubled, Mr. Bennett hangs up. Mohinder looks at his phone, then walks inside to Bob and Elle.
That was Bennett. Does he know we're here?
No. He just wanted some information, a location of a boy.
Maybe we can use this to our advantage.
How so?
We feed him a false location, we isolate him, we get him away from Claire. We don't have to kill him.
Do you know what happens when you change your plans midstream?
No.
Neither do I. Because we don't do it.
Let me put it this way. We do it my way, or I blow the whistle right now. Tell Bennett everything.
Bennett is dangerous. You saw what he did to his mentor in the Ukraine.
Don't you think if push came to shove, he'd do the same to you?
No, I don't.
He's adorable. Can I keep him?
Bob rolls his eyes.
Okay. We do it the doctor's way.
Elle hands Mohinder a gun, and he stares at himself in the mirror. Hero is watching his father.
I sought redemption by helping Hero fulfill his destiny to save the world. How did you help your son?
Angela glares at him, then slaps his face. She turns to go.
I'm leaving for Japan tonight. I suggest you disappear as well.
Without looking back at him, she walks off. Hiro rushes over.
Tosa!
Father!
Hiro!
You've returned. Where have you been, Hiro?
Japan, 1671.
The time of Takezo Kenzei. You must tell me everything.
Later. Right now we must leave. You are going to die. Here, tonight.
How do you know this?
I've just come from your funeral.
My funeral? This is my fate then.
It doesn't have to be.
We have the power of gods. That does not mean we can play God.
No, you are being stubborn.
And you are letting your emotions cloud your judgment.
You felt this way once. I was young, but I remember. In fact, I will show you.
Hiro reaches out and puts his hand on his father's shoulder. Then he closes his eyes and they disappear. Mr. Bennett is putting on his jacket, then grabs his keys and the folder containing West's photo. Sandra appears.
Where are you going?
I can't just wait around.
He goes to school with Claire. I know where that is.
As he leaves, West zooms past and swoops Mr. Bennett up into the sky with him.
Remember me? Then you know I don't have super strength. I can't hold on forever.
What do you want?
Answers.
We took you to study your ability.
No, I don't care about any of that. Claire, was she working with you or for you? Did she ever really care about me?
Claire never even mentioned you existed. You hear me? She lied to me. So I'm guessing you're pretty important to her.
West lowers them both to the ground and they roll away. They both get up and face each other. Then Mr. Bennett grabs West and throws him face down onto the grass.
You listen to me
very carefully. I am taking Claire. We are leaving town. And you are going to convince her that's the right thing to do.
Mr. Bennett's mobile rings.
Hello.
I just spoke to Molly. She's located west. He's in Costa Verde.
Corner of Verbena and Palm.
Right now? Are you sure?
Molly's ability is pinpoint accuracy, but I can't guarantee that he'll be there forever. He should get there quickly.
He looks at the signpost.
Okay. I'll head right over.
Mr. Bennett realizes Mohinder's lying and gets up off West, and they both stand.
What's going on?
Claire's in danger. I need your help.
Claire's on the school sports field, going through their cheerleading routine.
Claire Butler! Bring it on in! Hey, we missed you this morning. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's great.
Good. Come here. This is Mr. Bishop from the State Board of Education. He needs to talk to you about the Debbie incident.
Please, call me Bob.
Am I in trouble?
No. Just want to ask you a couple questions. May we walk?
Yeah, sure.
We take underage drinking very seriously.
Of course.
You haven't seen any other incidents? Drinking? Hazing?
No, sir, none.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
No, sir.
Because an incident like this can ruin a girl's life. You wouldn't want to do that, would you, Miss Bennett?
She stops and stares at him.
What did you just call me?
He stares back at her, and she runs off, away from the sports field. In a car, Elle's drinking with a straw and sucking on the end suggestively as Mohinder sits nervously in the passenger seat. He turns to her.
Have you killed many people?
How is that any of your business?
I guess it's not. Bennett, let me talk to him first, alone.
You sure?
I am. He trusts me.
Mr. Bennett drives to the corner of Verbena and Palm. Mohinder gets in.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry I lied to you. I only have a second. You have to listen to me.
Are they forcing you to do this? Do they have Molly?
Nobody is forcing me to do anything. I'm here to ask you to give us Claire. We need her blood.
You've gone native. Are you kidding me?
She'll be returned to you safe, unharmed. You have my word.
No offense, Mahinder, but your word isn't what it used to be.
Claire is very important to the work we're doing. She can save lives.
The work we're doing? You sound like me 10 years ago. This is what they do. They indoctrinate you. I couldn't have been more clear about this when you agreed to go in.
They're not who you think they are.
They are not getting Claire.
Do what I think is right. Start driving.
A gun.
Please.
Dad! Mom! Lyle!
Claire sees the picture of her father's death scene on a computer as a hand reaches out for her.
Claire? Mom, this guy showed up at my school. He knew our real name. What? Dad was right. They messed up and they found us. We gotta go.
Go where?
What is this?
That's why your father's been acting so strangely. He thinks that's gonna happen.
Isaac Mendez. He was a very talented artist and incredibly accurate.
Good to see you again, Sandra.
You know him?
Yeah. He was the regional sales manager of Primatech Paper.
The car pulls up next to the school. Mohinder jumps out and trains his gun on Mr. Bennett as he gets out.
So who's your partner?
Excuse me?
Company policy. One of them, one of us. Who's yours?
Elle appears from behind her van and faces him.
Elle, huh?
You know her?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you.
As she walks towards him, blue electricity sparks and collects in her hand. Elle stops and turns in time to see West swooping down. He grabs her and flies off, but they both crash into the car, knocking her out cold. Mohinder raises the gun, and Mr. Bennett has a flashback to the picture and knocks his hand just as he fires. They throw punches, then Mr. Bennett grabs the gun.
You lie to me? Betray me? You come after my daughter? How did you think it was gonna end?
Mohinder looks at him and the gun.
Mr. Butler, what are you doing?
West looks horrified at Mr. Bennett, standing over Mohinder with a gun. He lowers the weapon.
No one's taking my little girl.
He kicks him, then walks over to Elle. Back home.
Sandra! Claire!
Sandra's tied to a chair and gagged. Mr. Bennett helps her.
He took Claire, your old boss, Bob. What the hell is going on?
It's okay.
We're gonna get her back.
How, Noah?
I've got collateral.
What do you mean, collateral?
Hi, Mrs. Butler. It's good to see you again.
He's carrying Elle.
Did you pack Mr. Muggle's doggy bath?
Elle is chained to a metal chair with her feet in the tin doggy bath full of water. Mr. Bennett sprays her with water to wake her up. She comes to and looks around.
I need to speak to your father.
What do you think? This is my first day?
She summons up electricity, but it fills the metal bath and runs round the metal chair, attacking her instead. Sandra and West look horrified.
Stings like a bitch, doesn't it?
He steps towards her.
I know all about your ability, Elle.
You don't know anything about me.
I was there when your father first brought you in. You were a normal girl. Unicorns and rainbows. And then they started the testing. The human brain isn't built to take that much electricity. You poor girl.
My father would never let that happen.
He crouches closer.
Your father was leading the charge.
I don't remember any of that.
No memories, huh? Kind of like someone took them away. Why do you think I never let the company anywhere near Claire? I didn't want her to become you. Now I need to talk to your father to arrange a trade. Claire for you.
What if he doesn't want to make a deal?
You'd be surprised what a father would do for his daughter.
Bob's mobile rings as Claire's strapped to a chair.
Elle, where are you?
You touch my daughter and I'll kill yours. And then I'll kill you.
Noah?
We'll be at the Imperial Beach parking lot in 2 hours.
Shocked, he closes his phone, then turns to face Claire.
Well, looks like you and I are going to the beach.
I'll do whatever you want, okay? Just promise me you'll leave my dad alone.
I wish it were that easy. Unfortunately, he's got my daughter.
Let me talk to him. He'll listen to me.
He's not big on the listening. And once he sets his mind, it's stuck, which is why we gave you to him in the first place. We thought he would be loyal to the end. Turns out we were right.
He puts on gloves and ties a tourniquet around her arm.
It's too bad, really. You'd be an excellent addition to the team, Claire. You, your blood, you can help a lot of people.
Good. Take my blood, take as much as you want, but leave my dad alone. No one has to die.
He takes the cap off a hypodermic needle and inserts it into Claire's arm. She winces. Her blood slowly trickles down a clear tube and into a clear bag on the floor. Meanwhile, Hero and his father materialize on a hillside.
Where are we? Aoyama Cemetery. When are we? It's 17 years ago. Mother has just passed away.
Kato watches as the younger him bows. Then he turns to face Hiro.
Why have you done this?
You need to understand my pain. The reason I need to save you. Don't you remember the heartache when she died?
It was the saddest day of my life. But it doesn't change anything. Did you really think this was going to work?
You cannot die.
You foolish boy. Take me back now.
No!
Yes!
He runs off, then knocks into a young boy with a sword.
Sorry? Oh my god, you're...
I am Takizo Kenzie.
His father watches as they both push their glasses up on their noses.
Yes. Yes, you are.
My mother died.
I know, I remember.
Why does my father paint the grave?
It is tradition. The names of husband and wife are carved into stone. Your father paints his own name red as a promise to join your mother. It will stay that way until he does.
My father's going to die too?
Not for a long time.
No, I must stop it. I am a hero.
Adult Hero looks up at his father, who's watching them.
Some things even Takezo Kenzie cannot change. We cannot play God.
But I must honor him.
Listen to him. Learn from his lessons. Strength, responsibility, and justice.
Justice? How?
Hiro looks at his father as the younger father calls his child.
Hiro!
Come here.
The young hero smiles and slides his sword into its scabbard. Then he runs to his father. Adult Hiro smiles too, then goes over to his older father.
You were right, father. I was being childish. I'm sorry.
They bow to each other.
I'll take you back.
Let us pay our respects first.
They turn and bow their heads in prayer. They stand on the hillside, silhouetted against the white sky. Sandra and West are sitting on the sofa as Mr. Bennett walks in.
Thanks for your help, West. Go on home to your family.
No way. I'm going with you.
No, it's too dangerous.
Exactly, and I'm the quickest way to get Claire out of there.
West looks to Sandra for support.
All right. Wait for me in the car, okay?
He grabs a gun from a drawer.
They say girls tend to find boys just like their dads.
Because they can fly?
No, her real dad, you. All he cares about is protecting her.
He looks at her. A slight smile plays on his lips. She smiles back, and he holds out the pistol.
If anything happens...
Nothing is gonna happen. Except you bringing Claire back.
She reaches out and places her hand on his chest. He puts his hand up and gives hers a squeeze. Hiro and his father materialize on the roof at nighttime.
I suppose this is goodbye.
I've never time traveled before. I'm proud of you, son.
Struggling to hold back the tears, he reaches out and puts his hand on Hiro's shoulder. They stand, looking into each other's eyes, both trying not to cry.
Goodbye, father. Please give my love to mother.
He can't take any more and bows his head in respect, as does his father. Hero squeezes his eyes shut and disappears. When Kato looks up, he's alone. He surveys the city skyline and freezes when he hears a noise. He steels himself and turns round. A hand feels its way around a corner, sliding over metal. A man in a black hooded top.
Of all of them, I never expected it would be you.
He takes a fighting stance and braces himself. Ando arrives.
Sir, I have it.
Ando sees the hooded man and runs towards Kato.
Hey! Kato! Kato!
Sir! Sir!
The hooded man grabs Kato and the pair fall over the edge. Ando watches in horror. Then they all freeze. Hero arrives and walks up to Ando.
You were right, Ando. I can't save him, but I can learn who killed him.
Hero turns and slowly walks towards his father and the hooded man, who are suspended on the very edge of the building in midair, just as they're about to fall. He inches his way forward. His father has grabbed the man's clothes and is on top of him. Hero gasps when he sees the man's face.
Kensei Takezo?
Takezo Kensei? It can't be.
Angela's in an interview room with Matt.
If you visit me one more time, Detective Parkman, I'll expect you to make an honest woman out of me.
That is the plan, actually.
Are you going to try and read my mind again? I knew your father when he could do it. I'm even less impressed with you.
Those marks that you have all over you. My father made you do that to yourself, didn't he? Did you know him when his mind reading became something more? When pull became push and then he realized he could put a thought into anyone's head?
Don't do this.
You are going to answer every question I have truthfully. For once.
His eyes remain locked on hers as he sits.
Who really killed Kaido Nagamura?
It was Adam.
Adam. Monroe? Your son told me that you and your friends locked him up 30 years ago. Why?
He was dangerous.
Dangerous how? Like a bomb?
No, worse. We thought he was just able to heal. Cellular regeneration.
Like Claire, your granddaughter.
What we didn't know is that if your cells continually regenerate, after a while you stop growing old.
What's old?
400 years.
He's open-mouthed.
Do you know where Adam is now?
All I know is that he wants revenge for locking him up, and he's not going to rest until all of us are dead.
All of you are, except for you, Bob, my dad, and this woman in the photo. Who is this woman?
Please, don't do this.
I need you to tell me the truth.
The truth? The truth is that our generation mortgaged our souls to protect yours. Show a little respect for that. Get over your daddy issues and leave us be.
Believe me. But Adam is still out there and this woman is on his list.
She grips onto her chair.
Tell me the truth. Who is she?
Blood starts to run from her nose.
All she wants is to be left alone. I made her a promise. If you take this secret from me, you're not just like your father.
She wipes the blood from her nose and looks at her fingers.
You are him.
They stare at each other. Elsewhere, Mr. Bennett stands on the seafront with Elle and West. The sun glints off the car behind them.
What kind of car do you drive?
Excuse me?
I know you can fly, but you're still a teenager. You do have a car, right?
Yeah, it's a piece of crap SUV.
I drove a 52 Citroen when I was your age.
Oh, those things are awesome.
Their smiles fade as they see a black van pulling up in the car park. Mohinder gets out first, then Bob, who grabs Claire from the back seat. She's still tied up.
Once we get Claire, you fly her out immediately, no matter what else happens. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Waves lap at the rocky shore as Claire and her captors walk forward.
Doesn't have to be this way, Noah!
Bob takes a knife out of his pocket and uses it to cut through the bindings on Claire's wrists. She looks around nervously before slowly walking away towards her father. Mr. Bennett comes forward with Elle and pushes her gently to set her free. The two women look at each other briefly as they pass. Claire launches herself into her father's arms. They hug tightly, and he pushes her to West.
Dad, the painting!
West flies up into the air with Claire. Elle breaks her bonds, and she fires a bolt at them.
Claire!
They fall to the ground with a thud. Mr. Bennett turns and shoots Elle in the arm.
Elle!
Bob rushes over.
No matter what I do, we'll always be running. But if you die, Bob, the company dies with you.
Please, don't do this.
Claire's sitting up as her father points the gun at Bob. Mohinder fires.
Dad!
In slow motion, Mr. Bennett's arms are outstretched as the gun flies from his hand. Claire and West run to him. Elle watches as he falls to the ground. He's been shot through his eye, just like the painting. Mohinder watches, shocked. The evening sun casts a golden shine to Mr. Bennett's lifeless body as West holds Claire comfortingly. Bob looks on sadly. West carries Claire off into the setting sun. Later, in the dark of night, they land in her house. Her brother is asleep on a chair.
The last thing I really said to my dad was I hate you.
You didn't mean it.
No, I did. You keep playing it over and over. I'll never get a chance to take it back.
She looks at him for reassurance, and he nods. She gives a half smile, and West watches as she goes over to her mother. They hug tightly and talk. West is overcome by sadness as he sees Sandra sink to the floor with grief. A bright day, and Hera walks to the podium at the front of Cato's funeral service.
I refuse to eulogize my father. To eulogize him is to admit he is gone. My father is not dead.
He takes off his glasses and looks up at the congregation.
Kato Nakamura taught me right from wrong, what it means to be a hero. So long as the lessons live on through me, he will never die.
Mohinder sits in Bob's van, staring at the gun in his hands.
My father taught me to understand that certain things are in God's hands. But for everything else, God has given us the gift of choice.
In the van, Bob tries to comfort Elle, but she shrugs him away. Matt's looking at the photograph.
My father gave me the tools to fight the battles ahead. Every hand I extend in kindness is his hand.
Back at the funeral, Hero sadly wipes the red paint from his father's name on the memorial stone.
And every blow that I strike for justice is his fist. So long as the lessons he taught stay with me, and so long as he lives on in my heart, then my father is never truly dead.
Blood slowly drops through a hospital drip. It goes down a long thin tube and into a man's arm as he lays on a bed. Slowly, it's revealed that the man is Mr. Bennett. His eye heals itself in the socket, and his pupils clear. He wakes with a fierce jolt. He sits up, gasping for breath, and looks around.
Oh.
To be continued.